Hola, and welcome to Uno Figure Skating. I'm your host, Jesse, and you can find me on Twitter at Uno Fig Skating. Today we are going to take an in-depth look at Javier Fernandez's performance of Malagueña at the 2017 World Championships. Like last time, you are free to play the podcast alongside the video, which I will link on Twitter and Anchor FM, or just listen to the podcast. Remember, for any element I get wrong in some way, take a swig of water and stay hydrated. Speaking of which, I have a small correction. And here you can drink. In the last episode, I identified one of Shoma's spins as a shotgun spin. It was actually a cannonball spin. A shotgun spin is with the free leg extended up and outward. The skater holds the leg in their hands. A cannonball spin is a kind of sit spin, where the skater also clutches the free leg, but they hunch over and appear like a little mound spinning round. So that was last episode. This episode, I have my cheat sheet, which is the protocols. It's basically like a report card of each performance, where they list every executed element, the base values, and the GOE. They also list program components, like skating skills, transitions, performance, and interpretation of music, which are graded on a scale of 1 through 10. I will use it to comment in more technical detail about Javi's performance. I know his name is Javier, but I will always call him by his nickname Javi. Before we begin the performance, first, let's talk jumps, namely ways to identify different jumps. Now, this is just one method. There are different methods of identifying jumps, and whatever works for you is what works for you. Alternately, if you don't give a flying fig about identifying jumps and just want to enjoy the skating, that's fine too. First of all, there are edge jumps and toe jumps. Edge jumps mean the skater uses the edge of the blade to propel them into the air. Toe jumps use the toe pick at the front of the blade. The skater taps the ice and throws themselves into the air. We'll start with the edge jumps. The axel, the salchow, the loop, the Euler, and the lutz. Last episode we clearly established that the axel jump, which is also an edge jump, is easy to identify, simply because the skater is facing forward. It's the only jump that does so. In every other jump, the skater enters facing backwards. With the salchow, the legs are apart at takeoff. With the loop, both legs are crossing each other on takeoff. The Euler is basically a half loop, which is often used to connect other jumps in a sequence or combination. So it's teeny tiny. It's not even a full rotation. With the lutz, the right leg is used to launch the skater into the air. And now finally, to the two toe jumps, the toe loop and the flip. In the toe loop, the skater toe picks with their left foot. In the flip, the skater uses their right foot to strike the ice. Seven things to look for in jumps. Number 1. How complex was the entry and the exit? This impacts grade of execution. For instance, Shoma loves to exit a triple axel and go immediately into a spread eagle, which is no mean feat. Yuzuru Hanyu will have several transitions leading up to a jump, and in fact some of his jumps seem to come out of nowhere, which is awesome. Number 2. Was the jump fully rotated? I usually judge by counting the number of times a skater's shoulders spin around, since it is easier to keep track of shoulders and you will see an under rotation more readily. Number 3. What about that access? The way the skater tilts, was it straight for the most part without a significant lean, which means you're falling? Number 4. Was the entry and exit solid on the right edge? Number 5. Was it high? Height is a good thing. If you want to see really high jumps, look at Yuzuru Hanyu. The man flies. Number 6. Did their free legs stick out high or graze the ice? Shoma is guilty of doing this a number of times, but he is improving. And lastly, number 7, how effortless did the skater make it look? Did they make it look super easy, like, no big deal? Or did it look really difficult and labored? If it looked really difficult, then it's more than likely that the skater will lose points. One other thing. We talked briefly about GOE, or Grade of Execution, last episode. In Shoma's Moonlight Sonata, he was given Grade of Executions on a scale of 1 through 5. That means, for every element, he could earn or have subtracted anywhere from 1 to 5 additional points. If he had fallen, it would have been an automatic deduction of negative 5 GOE on that element, plus a negative 1 deduction. Shoma's opening quad flip received a very good GOE of 2.76. Like all GOE, this was added to the base value of what the element is worth. So it was added to the base value of the flip, which is worth 11 points. So he earned a total of 13.67 points on that one jump. For context, the base value of a flying Campbell combination spin is worth 3.5 points. A step sequence ranked at the most advanced level is 3.9 points, etc. In this performance with Javi, GOE was different. GOE was only 1 through 3, positive or negative. They changed the base value and the GOE scale in the 2018 through 2019 season. So if I say Javi earned a positive GOE of 2.86 on a particular element, that's very different than a similar GOE in the new system. GOE was still added to the base value of any given element. Like the last episode, I am going to count to 3, but in Spanish in honor of Javi. So uno, dos, tres, and then start the video and my commentary on tres. This is entirely biased commentary. It will also be unscripted like the last time. Uno, dos, tres. First things first. Javier Fernandez is a 2-time world champion, a 7-time consecutive European champion, and an Olympic bronze medalist. He is also the mastermind behind Revolution on Ice, which is a European ice show that's made a name for itself over the last couple years. So he's not busy at all. Nope. He's also perhaps the most Spanish man I ever saw in my entire life. As in, if you wanted to out Spanish you, he could. It would just be inevitable. And we are going to see this in this program in Malagueña, where he has heavy flamenco influences going on with the clapping, the wrapping on the thigh. It's just really wonderful. I love the choreography in this and just how elegant he makes it all look. And here's the quad toe, triple toe combination. And you can see the height and ease with which he jumps, but also that triple toe, the axis is beautiful on that. A lot of times the axis on a second or third jump in a sequence or combination is kind of off. Here's the quad salchow. Beautiful as well. And now that's a flying upright spin, which is very unusual. So they do a flying entry into the upright spin. Now this is my favorite part. It looks like he's grabbing flowers. I don't know why. I just think of that. But yeah, it's my favorite part. And again, his skating skills and blade work in this are not terrible, obviously, but they're not Yuzuru or Hanyu level either, or Patrick Chan. Triple axel, again, beautiful axis, beautiful height on that, just effortless and gorgeous. And now he's going into a combination spin with change position and change foot, which is a lot to do at one in one spin. And then he has the camel spin with the change foot, and you'll see the change foot when he hops. Woo! And then a sit spin, and then a cannonball spin, and then another sit spin. And now the step sequence. And the step sequence is just, like the rest of it, it's just gorgeous. The choreography, it's hard for me to describe it in words exactly what the choreography is like, aside from it's just, it's masculine and elegant. And an illusion spin. I am a whore for illusion spins. Petition for ISU to make illusion spins mandatory now. And then that ending pose. And he knew he had it. He knew he had it. Now, looking at the protocols, his score for this program was a 109.05. The current world record was something like 111, and that was held by Yuzuru Hanyu. So he held the second highest score for a short program in the world before they changed all of the before they changed how things were done. And looking down at his protocols, at things like the jumps. Now remember, this is on a score of 1 through 3. So he got a grade of execution on the quad toe, triple toe, which was a 2.86. That's nearly 3 points. That's nearly as many points as you can possibly get. The same with the quad sal. It was 2.86. And the triple axel itself was 3 points for GOE. 3 perfect points. And I think it earned it, to be honest. It wasn't some weird judging thing. Now, going further down, we'll look at things like skating skills, transitions, performance, composition, and interpretation of music. Now, skating skills, pretty good. Not terrible. The lowest number he has for skating skills, and remember, this is on a scale of 1 through 10, the lowest number he has on skating skills is a 9.25. So, not terrible. But Both Shoma Uno and Yuzuru Hanyu have better skating skills. And this is not to knock on Javi. He's an amazing performer. Transitions pretty much similar. And then we get to the really fun stuff. Under performance, he has three perfect tens. So, in this system, you threw out the lowest score and the highest score and then averaged the remaining scores. So he's got three perfect tens. If he's got three perfect tens, they throw out one perfect ten, but he still has two other perfect tens, basically averaging him out, which is amazing. Under composition, he only had two perfect tens. Only two. But, still, one gets thrown out and then the other remains. And then, interpretation of the music, there were one, two, three, four, five, six perfect tens. Six perfect tens on interpretation of music. Like, wow. Looking at these protocols at the program components part especially, it's just so it's obvious what an exceptional performer Javier Fernandez was, and still is in many ways. He's just not a competitive skater now. He's retired. But you rarely see these kind of components at all, even amongst some of the top skaters. This is just phenomenal. Well done, Javi. Thank you all so much for listening again. I've really enjoyed doing this podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, please spread the word. Subscribe and share with your friends, particularly on Twitter, with Uno Fig Skating. Thank you again.